MRI lie detectors. With MRI machines, there is a possibility that one day scientists may be able to decipher the broad outlines of thoughts in the living brain. The simplest test of mind reading would be to determine whether or not someone is lying. According to legend, the world's first lie detector was created by an Indian priest centuries ago. He would put the suspect and a magic donkey into a sealed room, with the instruction that the suspect should pull on the magic donkey's tail. If the donkey began to talk, it meant the suspect was a liar. If the donkey remained silent, then the suspect was telling the truth. But secretly, the elder would put soot on the donkey's tail. After the suspect was taken out of the room, the suspect would usually proclaim his innocence because the donkey did not speak when he pulled its tail. But the priest would then examine the suspect's hands. If the hands were clean, it meant he was lying. Sometimes the threat of using a lie detector is more effective than the lie detector itself. The first magic donkey in modern times was created in 1913 when psychologist William Marston wrote about analyzing a person's blood pressure, which would be elevated when telling a lie. This observation about blood pressure actually goes back to ancient times, when a suspect would be questioned while an investigator held on to his hands. The idea soon caught on, and soon even the Department of Defense was setting up its own polygraph institute. But over the years, it has become clear that lie detectors can be fooled by sociopaths who show no remorse for their actions. The most famous case was that of the CIA double agent, Aldrich Ames, who pocketed huge sums of money from the former Soviet Union by sending scores of U.S. agents to their death and divulging secrets of the U.S. nuclear navy. For decades, Ames sailed through a battery of the CIA's lie detector tests. So too did serial killer Gary Ridgway, known as the notorious Green River Killer. He killed as many as 50 women. In 2003, the U.S. National Academy of Sciences issued a scathing report on the reliability of lie detectors, listing all the ways in which lie detectors could be fooled and innocent people branded as liars. But if lie detectors measure only anxiety levels, what about measuring the brain itself? The idea of looking into brain activity to ferret out lies dates back 20 years to the work of Peter Rosenfeld of Northwestern University, who observed that EEG scans of people in the process of lying showed a different pattern in the P300 waves than when those people were telling the truth. P300 waves are often stimulated when the brain encounters something novel or out of the ordinary. The idea of using MRI scans to detect lies was the brainchild of Daniel Langelman of the University of Pennsylvania. In 1999, he came upon a paper stating that children suffering from attention deficit disorder had difficulty lying. But he knew from experience that this was wrong. Such children had no problem lying. Their real problem was that they had difficulty inhibiting the truth. They would just blurt things out, recalled Langelman. He conjectured that the brain, in telling a lie, first had to stop itself from telling the truth and then create a deception. He says, when you tell a deliberate lie, you have to be holding in mind the truth. So it stands to reason it should mean more brain activity. In other words, lying is hard work. Through experimenting with college students and asking them to lie, Langelman soon found that lying creates increased brain activity in several areas, including the frontal lobe, where higher thinking is concentrated, the temporal lobe, and the limbic system, where emotions are processed. In particular, he noticed unusual activity in the anterior cingulated gyrus, which is associated with conflict resolution and response inhibition. He claims to have attained consistent success rates of up to 99% when analyzing his subjects in controlled experiments to determine whether or not they were lying. For example, he asked college students to lie about the identity of playing cards. The interest in this technology has been so pronounced that two commercial ventures have been started, offering this service to the public. In 2007, one company, No Lie MRI, took on its first case, a person who was suing his insurance company because it claimed that he had deliberately set his deli on fire. The fMRI scan indicated that he was not an arsonist. Proponents of Langevin's technique claim that it is much more reliable than the old-fashioned lie detector, since altering brain patterns is beyond anyone's control. While people can be trained to a degree to control their pulse rate and sweating, it is impossible for them to control their brain patterns. In fact, proponents point out that in an age of increased awareness of terrorism, this technology could save countless lives by detecting a terrorist attack on the United States. While conceding this technology's apparent success rate in detecting lies, critics have pointed out that the fMRI does not actually detect lies, only increase brain activity when someone is telling a lie. The machine could create false results if, for example, a person were to tell the truth while in a state of great anxiety. The fMRI would detect only the anxiety felt by the subject and incorrectly reveal that he was telling a lie. There is an incredible hunger to have tests to separate truth from deception, science be damned, warned neurobiologist Stephen Hyman of Harvard University. Some critics also claim that a true lie detector, like a true telepath, could make ordinary social interactions quite uncomfortable, since a certain amount of lying is a social grease that helps to keep the wheels of society moving. Our reputation might be ruined, for example, if all the compliments we paid our bosses, superiors, spouses, lovers, and colleagues were exposed as lies. A true lie detector, in fact, could also expose all our family secrets, hidden emotions, repressed desires, and secret plans. As Science columnist David Jones has said, a true lie detector is like the atom bomb. It is best reserved as a sort of ultimate weapon. If widely deployed outside the courtroom, it would make social life quite impossible.